Hanoi Slam, First Impressions.
Supporting the humanitarian services for children of Vietnam.
This was recorded live at the Red River Tea Rooms in Hanoi. The theme for the night was First Impressions.
I was 20, and I had this question, and I think it's a question that most of us have at some point, if not at every point, which is, who am I, right? Like, who the fuck am I? But for me, the thing that was complicated is that those guideposts that were going to lead me to that answer were hidden, and they were in a place I couldn't get to, and they were in a place that no one in my family was willing to talk about, and it was driving me crazy. When my father was 10 years old, my grandfather took him from a small town called Florida in central Cuba, and he took him to Havana, and my grandfather put my father on a boat and sent him away. And then over the next 5 and 10 years, a small church in Minnesota sponsored members of my family one by one by one until we amassed the Navoa Magadan clan of central Minnesota. And once my family left Cuba, they were done with it. And my grandfather was the enforcer. So he was the one that hid the photo albums in the attic. And he was the one who would stop conversations that got too close to the island, or got too far in the past, or too close to politics as relating to Fidel. He was the one that enforced that. But you know, I'm growing up and I need to know who we're from, right? Because we do these things that are different. And we're different in this very, like, white, conservative, rural community in central Minnesota. I needed to know, but no one would talk, and it was driving me crazy. And so I made a decision. And through a lot of tenacity and a bit of bribery and a lot of illegal behavior, I enrolled myself as an art student in the Institute of Art in Havana, where I was formerly a student of ceramics. But, you know, I was there actually to figure out who the fuck I was. And, you know, and I went there, and I was armed with one thing. No one in my family knew where I was except for my parents. Everyone thought I was in Cancun, a great location for study abroad, I guess. And I had just these instructions about where my father was from. But he was 10 when he left, right? So what are the landmarks that matter to you when you're 10? It was like Senora Rosa, who sold peanut candy on the corner, take a left. It was like a playground, it was like a, you know, like, and this stuff is like 45 years stale. So I get to Havana, and I'm living my life, and I'm thinking about Florida. It's in Camagüey, which is in central Cuba, and it's sitting there 5 hours away, and then I find that I'm actually really good at reggaeton dancing, and I'm really good at drinking rum out of juice boxes, and I'm really good at having love affairs with my photographer boyfriend, and I'm really good at all these things and all these distracting things, and I find that I don't actually want to figure out who I am because it's scary. So time goes on. And one night I'm sitting down with my friend Angelito, and we're talking, and we're 2 juice boxes of rum in, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do this. I feel like I'm betraying my family. I feel like, what if I don't find anything? And he goes, you know what? My uncle, he drives a truck. He drives a truck to Santiago, and you have to pass through Florida on the central highway to get there. He's leaving in the morning. You should go. And I was like, 2 juice boxes in, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go. This is a great idea. This is fantastic. And so Angelito calls up his uncle, Angel, and he's like, yeah, I'll pick her up in 45 minutes. He shows up 3 hours later, which is Cuban for 45 minutes. And I get in this truck, and I've been up all night, and I've been drinking a lot of rum, and I fall asleep. And I wake up, and Angel just, you know, gives me an elbow, and he's like, you know, hey, gringo, like, this is your stop. He's got places to go, things to do, things to deliver in Santiago. He's just like, buena suerte, and like, ciao. And so I'm here, you know, and I've got my feet on the ground, and I'm looking at the Central Plaza of Florida, and I'm like, yeah, I'm here, right? Like, oh, yeah, I'm here. Like, this is the square where, like, my grandfather courted my grandmother, and where my ancestors came from Spain, and saw that my father had his first steps, and I moved, and I'm totally thing, and then I vomit. Like, not a little bit, a lot of it, and not for a little bit of time, but, like, a long time. And I'm, like, all of a sudden, the most exciting thing that's happened to this small town since the revolution. And so, like, abuelas are coming out, and, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, like, what the fuck is going on? And, like, someone's, like, you know, kind of, like, touching my head, and someone, there's, like, a lot of commentary, and I am just, like, losing it. And then, because I'm just, like, a total shit show, I start to cry because I'm ashamed, right? Like, I'm, like, the ambassador from my family coming back, the first one in 45 years, and I'm like, look at me, vomit on your square. And thankfully some guy is just like, we need to just remove her from the scene of this carnage. So he picks me up and he goes, and I am just like ashamed, and I'm just thinking, how do I segue from this to like, how do I find like my roots? That's an awkward combo. And so I finally, I'm lying in my back, and he brought me to the clinic, and I am just like, all right, girl, you just gotta ask. And so I turn to the nurse, and I say, nurse, I'm here because my family left this town 45 years ago, and I need to know, and I need to see, and I need to feel where I'm from and where my family's from. And my grandfather's name is Avelino Alberto Novoa Magadan, and he's from this town, so please, can you help me find him? And she goes, oh, did he sell tobacco? And I was like, yeah, he was a tobacco distributor. And she goes, well, mija, like, you're home. And I'm like, I'm home, like in an existential sense, like I'm home. And she goes, no, this was their house. And I was like, what? And I get up and I start to walk around and I see the crumbling facade of all, that all Cuban buildings have. And I go to the courtyard and I see sort of those images I saw in my stolen glances of those photo albums. And I realize that my grandparents' old house is now a small health clinic. And I found it. And as I walked around, I saw for the first time my grandparents. It was my first real impression of why my grandfather was that enforcer of what they lost and what they left and what they walked away from. And that for me was the first real impression of where I came from and the people that I pay homage to. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Hanoi Slam podcast. Go to Hanoi Slam on Facebook to find out about our future events. Our next slam will be held on the 11th of September. The theme is Lost in Translation. If you've got a story to tell, get in touch.